After more than a year of battling the Kremlin, Russia's biggest oil company, Yukos, appears closer to meeting its demise. Russia's justice ministry today said the main part of the company would be sold to pay off billions of dollars in back taxes. The case against Yukos is seen as part of a wider effort to punish its ambitious billionaire founder, Mikhail Khodorkovsky. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Russia's justice ministry said that Yukos had run out of time to pay off billions of dollars in tax arrears, and the giant oil company's main assets would now be sold to pay them. Eric Wiegertz is an investment banker with Moscow's United Financial Group.
The whole story is going to continue longer, but yes, you could say that this is the beginning of the end game for it as an investable company.
Yukos is Russia's number one oil producer. It pumps 2% of the world's total output. Experts say it's unlikely that Russian exports will decline when Yukos is divided up. But its troubles have injected further uncertainty into an already turbulent global oil market. And according to analysts like Wiegertz of UFG, the case has fanned other worries about Russia.
It obviously is cause for concern because it really shows how courts are being used in order to push through a political agenda.
Yukos is seen as having been singled out because its founder, billionaire Mikhail Khodorkovsky, wanted to use his wealth to challenge President Vladimir Putin's hold over Russia. Political analyst Vladimir Pribilovsky says Khodorkovsky and the former KGB officer-turned-Russian president were bound to clash. Pribilovsky recalls a meeting at the Kremlin between Putin and business leaders, including Khodorkovsky.
He wasn't afraid of Putin. He came to a meeting in a sweater. Everyone else was wearing suits and ties. And he comes in a sweater? Everyone else showed they were afraid. And he behaved himself independently, as if he were a real Western capitalist. In Russia, everyone must tremble before the Tsar.
Those in Khodorkovsky's inner circle whispered that he might even become prime minister one day. Khodorkovsky used Yukos money to try to influence most of Russia's major political parties. But Russia's richest man was soon arrested on tax evasion and fraud charges. And his company became the subject of the tax probe, which now seems certain to lead to its demise. Political analyst Pribilovsky notes that other tycoons and companies who got rich on shady sell-offs of state property but stayed loyal to the Kremlin have not had the same trouble.
If we're going to prosecute, then first of all those high officials who organized privatizations unprofitable for the government should be prosecuted.
Russian courts and ministries have issued a long series of contradictory orders over Yukos. Yukos spokesman Alexander Shadrin said today's action was equally confusing. All day we've been trying to understand what the justice ministry said, Shadrin said. But from the announcement, it's not clear. Investment bankers here are surprised by the low $10 billion that a Western auditing firm reportedly set as the starting value for the main assets of Yukos. That's less than the $16 to $18 billion many had estimated. It's assumed that Kremlin-affiliated companies will be the main bidders. And although the affair has shaken the confidence of some investors, others, particularly Western oil and financial companies, continue to flock to Russia, seeing the case against Yukos and Khodorkovsky as an isolated personal vendetta. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.